DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Turkey's parliament has backed a bill allowing cross-border military attacks to be stepped up against Syria. It follows the shelling of a town in southeastern Turkey by Syrian government forces. Five people died in the attack on Wednesday. The parliamentary bill gives Turkey the right to attack Syrian targets with troops and warplanes for up to a year. Germany has urged Syria to show restraint. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has called on Damascus not to let the situation get worse.
We strongly urge the Assad regime to respect the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Turkey and other neighboring countries.
Several Syrian soldiers were killed after Turkey launched artillery strikes on a border town on Thursday. Deutsche Welle correspondent Thomas Seiberg is in Istanbul following events.
For the first time, Turkish citizens have been killed by cross-border fire coming over from Syria. The Turkish government officials that I have talked to say their analysis is showing that this has been a targeted shelling. So in other words, the Turks say the Syrians wanted to hit Turkish territory, and they knew they could kill innocent people there.
UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has called for a diplomatic resolution to the conflict and also urged Turkey to have open dialogue with the Syrian government. Meanwhile, the US says that Turkey's response to Syria's mortar fire on Wednesday is appropriate and proportionate. The US State Department also says that Turkey's actions are designed to deter any future violations of its sovereignty by Syria. Syria apologized through the UN for the fatal mortar fire on a town in southeastern Turkey, saying it wouldn't happen again. Jordan's King Abdullah II has dissolved parliament and called an early election. The royal palace made an announcement on Thursday ahead of a major opposition rally demanding reforms. The Muslim Brotherhood earlier said it will still hold the demonstration in central Amman on Friday. 50,000 people are expected to turn out for the protest. Numerous demonstrations have been held in Jordan since January 2011, calling for political and economic reforms and an end to corruption. King Abdullah called the early election in response and says he wants the vote to be held by the end of 2012. A so-called Dutch abortion ship has been stopped from docking in Morocco. A non-governmental organisation called Women on Waves runs the ship and said there was a heavy police presence at the port. The group wants to promote safe abortions to Moroccan women in its first trip to a Muslim country. Abortion is illegal in Morocco except in certain circumstances. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. US President Barack Obama and Republican rival Mitt Romney have held the first of three televised debates in the run-up to the November election. They went head-to-head at Denver University. Obama sparred with Romney over federal regulations restricting Wall Street and US financial institutions.
Does anybody out there think that the big problem we had is that there was too much oversight and regulation of Wall Street? Because if you do, then Governor Romney is your candidate. But that's not what I believe.
In reply, Romney attacked Obama's domestic policies.
The president has a view very similar to the view he had when he ran 4 years ago, that a bigger government, spending more, taxing more, regulating more, if you will, trickle-down government would work. That's not the right answer for America.
Michael Schumacher has retired from Formula One racing. The 43-year-old German returned to the sport with Mercedes in 2010, but admitted in a recent statement that his comeback hadn't gone as well as he had hoped. The industry has paid tribute to the seven-time world champion. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.